Hi, this is Kerry Garrison.
And David Esquire.
And you're listening to the Camera Dojo Podcast
with Kerry Garrison
and David Esquire. You're listening to Camera Dojo, the official podcast of CameraDojo.com, where we help you make the most out of your photography. And this week, we're really going to help a lot of people make the most out of their photography because we're giving away a lot of stuff today. So we'll get to that in a little bit. We got to tease you a little bit, but we're giving away a lot of stuff this week. I'm your host, Kerry Garrison, and with me for our one year Camera Dojo's podcast 1 year anniversary, Mr. David Esquire.
Wait, hold on. There we go. Getting myself a nice cold beverage. Not going to say what, but it's cold.
Got to have the cold beverage because it's going to be a fun show. One of the things that we really strive to do every single show is teach something.
Definitely. I'm teaching you how to open a cold beverage properly.
And that's all you're going to learn today. You know, unfortunately,
there you go.
This is our listener appreciation show. We're going to go back and we're going to kind of talk about some of our favorite episodes from the past. And then at the end, we're going to give away a lot of stuff. And I'm just going to leave it at that for right now. You're going to be surprised how much stuff we actually have. But I'm just going to say it's a lot of stuff.
I'm going to have to agree with you, and even more so, I just want to throw a number out there.
Let's keep the number secret. Let's keep the number secret. It's a big number. So it's a big number. And so we're going to save that till a little later on the show, but you're going to have to listen because you're going to have to find out how to enter to win some of these lots of money's worth of prizes.
Big time. Yeah. Can I put my name in?
I wish. I put my name down next to everything and just say, hey, just send it to me. I promise I'll send it out.
Yeah, tell me about it. I'm just like, no, really, it went out for reals.
But, you know, we started doing the podcast a year ago with the intention of sharing some of our own experiences and talking about things that are going on, some of the news things, some product stuff, talking about stuff that's on the CameraDojo.com website. And eventually, we started doing conversations with other industry professionals, not just photographers, but people who do marketing and search engine optimization and that run some of the companies that we do business with. And one of the things that's been really interesting about that is we don't really call them interviews because we don't sit down with a list of questions that we're trying to get through. We simply sit down with a rough idea of a concept, and sometimes it goes smooth and sometimes it gets interesting, wouldn't you say?
Interesting is a very polite way of putting it.
I mean, some of our guests have, been, I'm going to stick with interesting. I mean, they've all been good. I think for the most part, everybody has liked all the different guests that we've had on the show. But the one thing that's interesting about the way we do it is by calling them conversations and not really having a format other than we tell them, look, if we were going to sit down, for coffee or soda or somewhere, and we were just talking shop, here's a topic, how would that conversation go? And what ends up happening is everyone gets really passionate about what they're talking about, and it tends to go a little long sometimes. And we were told very early on, never, ever, ever do a show that's more than 20 minutes. It's just the death of a podcast. And I think other than our first few shows, none of them have been that short before.
Never, never have they ever been that short. And in fact, at one point, we just kept pushing the envelope. It's like, well, we're at 75 minutes, 90 minutes. Oh my gosh, we're at 2 hours. And then that's when we kind of got our wrist.
We started pulling back and said, okay, that's getting out of control. And we had to actually learn how to kind of bring the conversations to an end. Some of those early long ones with people like Robert Evans, who started Photography Mentor, people like Roberto Valenzuela, who, nowadays is known as the zebra butt guy. And who are some of the other really long ones?
Carlos Baez. We chatted
Carlos
with him
Baez. Yeah, Carlos went a long time talking about the industry and where it's going and where it's kind of come from over the years.
Dane Sanders.
Dane Sanders went for a good long time. And now we're trying to pull him back, and our goal is to pretty much keep him under an hour. You know, we're not going to try and cut him down to 20 minutes because we feel that there really is good information there that we're trying to share and that the people who are with us are trying to share. So, hey, if they run long, they run long. Listen to them over a couple days, you know, back and forth to the way to work or 2 days in the gym, whatever, you know, it's, but they've been a lot of fun for us. I know some of my favorites have certainly been, with other industry professionals talking about where the industry is and where it's going. David, you want to talk about any of your particular favorites?
Sure. I really enjoyed, well, but first before I share with what I enjoyed, I want to thank everybody, the listeners and everybody that's been reading who have stuck with us through the trenches. And what I mean by the trenches, we, you know, Carrie and I, we both know that we had a lot of sound issues in the beginning.
What are you talking about, just... David? Yeah. No,
what was,
we did.
What was
we
the had... other one? It's like you had to back off because we were both on the mic going camera dojo and stuff like that.
We had audio issues. We know we know photography, we know computers, we know software, but I really didn't know audio, so trying to learn how to do audio was certainly a challenge. And we've gone through a couple different pieces of software and different ways of recording the show. And, you know, I think it's got better. I mean, we certainly don't have the complaints about the audio that we used to. And every time I try and do it better and better, and I always appreciate the feedback. And we want to make the show as good technically as possible, as well as entertaining and educational.
Absolutely. And with as fewer little, you know, slaps from you across the microphone and the airwaves, you know, a little less humiliation here and there, because, you know, I do a fine job on my own. I don't need your help converting words from totally to absolutely, you know. but anyways, roping it back in, keeping it within that timeline. One of my favorites was definitely, I mean, hands down, we I think we can all agree that we enjoyed Roberto Valenzuela's, and just being able to, you know, walk up to him and say, hey, Zebra Black Guy, and then having him tell us that people are actually coming up to him and saying the same thing. But being able to chat with Dane, Dane Sanders, and the amazing impact that he is having and the movement that he is having in the photography industry and across the world in general in business with his Fast Track Photographer program. I really love that he is just basically telling people the money's going to follow, shoot from your heart. Really go right there and tap into who you are and discover yourself and to not be a Franz. And,
well, and I think one of the big lessons out of that is that one sentence that everybody needs to learn is you are not your photography.
Oh, yeah, there's a video of me out there with that.
It's tough. That's a tough one, because we're all so used to selling things as a product, and our product is our photography. Well, our product is our photography, but we are not our product. We are what separates us from other people. And by learning how we are different from other people tells us how we need to market and approach and sell ourselves, because that's what we're selling to our customers. So we're selling ourselves. Our products, for the most part, aren't very different from each other. You know, there's going to be some style differences, some post-processing differences, but generally speaking, the product isn't really the separation. It's the personality behind the camera that you're trying to sell. And I think those were some really good points that Dane made.
He had some strong points, and I was really glad that we kept charging through his conversation, because we had a lot of technical issues just with cell phones and landlines and voice over IP lines. I mean, we did, what, three different phone types, and we still were able to tie it all together. I really loved what Mark Fuller was able to share with us about SEO, search engine optimization, and the importance of having clear, concise keywords and everything being into your website, and really presenting this new style, if you want to call it, of a website and a blog put together called a blog site.
Yeah.
I think it's great.
Yeah, absolutely. And he was very generous to offer all Camera Dojo listeners $50 off any of his templates or his service just by using the coupon code Camera Dojo. And that's still in effect. So if you ever want to work with Mark, just use the Camera Dojo discount code and save $50. So that was really generous of him to offer that to everybody for such a long period of time.
Yeah, it's been going on for a while now.
Oh yeah. I remember one of the things that I really got out of Roberto Valenzuela was when it came to practice, and practice on very specific things and master that before trying to practice something else. Because I know I used to just, oh, I need to try like 10 different things this week. And instead, I really focus on one thing. What do I really want to dial in, this time around? And I just work on that and try different things and different people and different places and different ways of accomplishing a particular thing before going on and trying something else. I really want to do, backlighting. So I'm going to do all kinds of backlighting. I'm going to do, side lighting. I really want to focus on doing side lighting and getting that nailed down. So I can come up with a bunch of different ways that I do that versus, I want to light a person. And there's 100 ways to light a person. So you have to be a lot more specific about what you're trying to practice at so that your practice becomes efficient. I think that was a really good lesson from Roberto.
I'm confused. You said at least 100. I thought there was only one way to light a person, and that was direct on camera flash.
Well, yeah. I mean,
Yeah, with that specular highlight action.
or for those natural light shooters.
Ouch.
I kid, I kid.
No, he totally joshes. He totally joshes. It's interesting we're talking about some of our favorite points right now because I actually still have notes here on my desk from our conversation with Gene. And the three sentences that I put big stars and smiley faces next to were very simple questions on how to define yourself. And it says what he presented, who you are, what you want, where do you want to go? Those three sentences right there can be applicable to any business. And I love the fact that it's still sitting here on my desk. It's right here on a big old sheet of paper. And I love that. He really drove it home. And he's one of the more recent conversations that we had as well. So that was neat to have these bits and pieces throughout the entire year, throughout 52
Well, I was
episodes.
going to
Hey.
say, you kind of jumped, like 20 episodes there. And I'm trying to like go through my notes of, and I'm like, wow, he's jumping all the way to Gene. That was like 2 weeks ago.
Oh,
Because
darn. But we're talking about numbers.
I'm only up to podcast number 35 with Vu Bua. And the one with Vu was, I thought, very interesting, talking about how we as photographers can use video to promote ourselves. And that was a very interesting message because I had thought of some things and you had thought of some things and we had tried a couple little experiments that didn't really work. And then we had Vu on and it was really cool what he was sharing and talking about his workshops that are teaching people how to use video to promote themselves, not just to add video to their product line, but to use video on your website to promote yourself. And I think that was really cool. And we do have one really cool surprise along that same line. But again, gotta wait till later. But some
Oh,
very
come
interesting.
on,
Oh,
man.
nope. They gotta wait.
Oh, you're a tease.
We oh,
Oh,
I'm
but
such a tease.
you are such a tease. But you know what, though? What else did Vu say in the interview, or interview, in the conversation, excuse me? He said that when recording video, because we're behind the camera most of the time, we need to get in front of the camera. And when recording, we need to find our voice. And that was awesome. We actually had some letters come in from some of our listeners about how they were, working with that and discovering their voice and what it's like to be in front of the camera. And it's totally different. Ooh, I said totally.
Oh, you
Totally.
totally did, man.
I totally did.
And another one that really stood out for me is when we were talking with Sarah France, because I had never used Aputure before, and
Oh,
having the
yeah.
opportunity to kind of sit down and work through Aperture with her on the phone so I could kind of see some of the things that I was missing with it. Now, I'm not a Mac guy, so I'm not going to use Aperture anyway, but I did want to know more about it. And that gave me a much better understanding of really where some of the main differences between Aperture and Lightroom are.
There are some very significant differences, like being able to create an album. Hello, I can't do that in Lightroom at all. I thought that was just totally cool. This is going to be the totally episode, I promise. Maybe not so much, but maybe.
I'll
Totally.
totally edit it.
Yeah, you said that before.
But
You
we
know who was
certainly
real?
had some great people. Even more recently, just before Gene, we had John Marillis on and
Oh.
talking about contracts and dealing with that and important issues that you need to have in your contracts. We get that stuff all the time. People are asking us questions about that. And so we had John on who really knew that because he spent a lot of time and money researching it and getting legal advice and coming up with these contracts that you can buy for a very, very reasonable price.
We've had, gosh, Scarlett. I love what Scarlett does with her work. She goes for more of just a like a high key glam aspect, and plus how she made the crossover where she was in graphics and now she's a professional photographer, and she took a lot of her creative eye and brought that to the wedding photography business. And she, you can see it. She absolutely, I want to say totally so bad. She brings that style, and the clients gravitate to that. You can see it in how the clients are in their photos in front of the camera, and it's really cool. I like what she's done out there on the East Coast.
Yeah. Well, we certainly don't want to bore everybody with our reminiscing through the year in review, but we did want to point out some of our favorites and some of the things that we got out of them. And if you're new to listening to Camera Dojo, which I can't imagine because I'm sure everybody already listens, right? But for one or two of you who are actually new to listening to Camera Dojo, there are some really good episodes in the past that you should probably go back and check out and work your way through because I think there's some really good information in there that, it may help you. And, look at some of the comments and some of the posts, and I think you'll find there's some really valuable information that we've put out over the past year.
Also, we had the entire WPPI tour, so to speak. We brought that. So a lot of the people that weren't able to attend WPPI in Vegas this year
Well, as
were
well
able
as
to
PMA.
that. And PMA, you and Maurice went out there for PMA. We had some great contests this year. Roberto Valenzuela did the really powerful contest about converging lines. And it's neat because I just looked at his slideshow earlier this evening from a wedding he shot up in Malibu? No, Santa Barbara, excuse me. And he has this one photo in his slideshow, and right when it came up, I'm like, that's so him. I mean,
Oh,
it
yeah.
was just, it's a gorgeous portrait. I already sent him a text message about it. So, Roberto, you rock, man. You totally rock. That photo is amazing. And you know which one I'm talking about, bro. So I just had to throw that out there. There's a lot that we've done in this past year, and it's gone fast. It's gone so fast.
That it has. And we do want to give, some shouts out to a couple little things. We've already said a couple that we've mentioned. Mark, who's had an ongoing special with us. David Zeiser, who has given us a $20 coupon code, $20 off coupon code for his
Let's do it.
digital wake up tour, which is still going on. It goes on pretty much for the rest of the year in different parts of the country. And we have that on the Camera Dojo website. So if you want to take advantage of David Zeiser's tour, make sure you get that discount code. We have the free Lens Baby wide angle lens offer. If you buy a Lens Baby Composer, you can get the wide angle lens for free. So we've had some really neat things that have been going on for an extended period of time for Camera Dojo listeners because really we want to do things that benefit our listeners, not just us getting up and talking or just having guests on who are trying to teach something, but we want to offer some value as well. And you're going to see some really cool discount codes coming over the next month or so from some of the major companies who are stepping up and giving us some discount codes to use. And I'm really excited about announcing some of those. But what we really wanted to do this week is really say thank you and say we really mean it from the bottom of our heart. And what we wanted to do was come up with a way of giving back to our listeners in as big a way as possible. And so we started trying to get together some manufacturers who could donate some things, and most of them, not most of them, virtually every single thing that we have as a prize is something that we've talked about on the show. And that's really important to us, because it's things that people who have supported us and we've supported them, and now here they're coming back to support us and congratulate us on doing a year of shows, and they want to give something back to you. But we're not going to tell you what that stuff is, because we're going to take a break.
Ha ha ha. You know what would be great if we could like end right here with the break, is if Jeff and Dana Sipper were on and being able to play their ukulele. That would be so ideal right now. Love you guys. And a big, I got to throw it out before the break. Jeff, Dana, thank you so much. You have no clue how many people have sent me a note. Or not how many people, but how many times my brother and his fiance have sent me a note. They're really excited. And they're very happy that you are stepping up and taking care of them for their wedding in September. Thank you. Love you guys.
And another special thank you to Tiago. You know who you are.
Tiago,
we partook in checking out your anti-shake product, and it was most delicious, I must say.
We have pictures.
And David, just so you know, the second bottle arrived today.
Get out of here! No way. So
we don't want to go into too many details, but Tiago, thank you.
Dude, you rock. And I got to take another trip down to Tustin. Great.
Yeah, yep, yep. All right, we are going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to give away a lot of stuff.
Can I give away a number right now?
Nope.
Okay.
Just say a lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff.
All right, we'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Well, welcome back. And I know we've kind of been teasing about some of the products that we have. We've kind of hinted at some stuff on Twitter this week, and we've kind of thrown a number out there before, well, I would even say like an hour before we started recording this show, we had $5,000 in prizes that were given away.
5,032.
But let's just... We had just over $5,000 in prizes an hour before the show. 5 minutes before we started recording, that number went up significantly.
Significantly.
So I don't think I actually have a drum roll special effect, but let me give it my best. You ready?
I'll give you one. Yep. And
bing.
Let's go with $6,000. Oh, no.
That's right. We broke $6,000 in donations of prizes that we're going to give away, and we couldn't be happier that so many companies stepped up and said, hey, I want to help you guys out. Here's some product to give away. And in many cases, it wasn't just one thing. It was multiple things, and we just have this huge list. So we're going to get to it, and... Here's some simple
rules. Wait. But in that list, it's like there's like all these great prizes. And didn't you mention something about Vu?
Yes, we're going to get
to that. Oh, yeah, but we'll come back to him. Yeah.
Get back to Vu.
Yeah, we'll come back to
Vu. We have some really exciting stuff to give away here. And
we love you, Vu.
We have something from Vu. And we're very excited about what Vu kicked in.
But, you know what? Actually, it's not just Vu.
Well, it is the Bowie Brothers.
It's the Bowie Brothers. It's Vu and Lon.
Vu and Lon.
The Bowie Brothers. We love you guys.
So I'm going to tell you twice how to enter this contest. I'm going to tell it to you.
I want to tell one.
I'm going to tell it to you once now, and we'll tell it to you again at the end, just so you have it handy, because we don't want you to forget, because there's a lot of stuff to give away here. So it's going to be very simple. You ready for this? You're going to send an email to contest@cameradojo.com.
No, is it contest or contest?
It is contest. Contest.
Singular.
Contest. contest@cameradojo.com. The subject of that email will be listener appreciation contest.
Contest.
Pretty simple. In the body of that email, you're going to put your name. Pretty simple, right?
I hope they put their name.
You are going to put the city and state that you live. I hope most people know that.
I hope so.
You're going to put your email address, which, preferably, since they're sending email, I'm guessing they're going to have an email address.
Make sure you use a current and working email address.
Yes, please. And you're going to answer three questions. And those questions are, in order, what?
Do you want me?
You can take one. The first one being, what photography networking website did Robert Evans start? Question number two, David.
What is the name of David Zeiser's seminar that he is currently doing right now? And the third question, Carrie, what is the third question? And you know that this one, big shout out. Everybody's going to love this.
This is going to be a tough one. This is very tough.
If you don't know it, I'm sorry, but you just were living under a rock. That's just the way it is. You don't even have to listen to the podcast to know the answer to this one.
Question number three that you must answer in order to be qualified to win one of our prizes is, what animal is Roberto Valenzuela known for shooting the butt of? We love you, Roberto.
We love you, man. You know it. We love you. And so, I'm not kidding, man.
Three questions. That's where we're going to make it a little tough. But most people should know these because I think we've actually mentioned them in this show already. So shouldn't be that difficult.
We have.
Well, let's get to some of these prizes, man. We got a lot of cool stuff to give away.
Let's see here. Where do we start?
Let's save the big ones for last.
Oh, we got a pet rock. Oh, somebody donated a pet rock. No.
So let's start off with trendy camera straps. And
yes.
They really stepped up. And, you know, these are some really cool. They're fashionable. They've got neat designs on them. They have donated 4 neck straps and 2 wristlets. And those are really cool. Just fits around your wrist and your camera dangles from it. David uses one once in a while. But what's interesting about this particular giveaway, David?
That with the neck straps and the wristlets, they have different patterns that are good for guys, different patterns that are good for girls, or crossover, whichever way you want to go. I happen to have the Baroque pattern, and it's very cool. You can choose whichever pattern you want for either the neck strap or the wristlet. You're not stuck into just one particular pattern, so you'll definitely want to go check them out. We'll have the website in the show notes and figure out which one you like, and hopefully if you are the winner and the recipient of it, you'll be able to get the one that you would like.
Yeah, they'll contact you and let you pick out one. So very, very cool. We also have a DVD from Carlos Baez, the See the Light DVD. This is really going to help you with your lighting. It's a fantastic DVD. David and I have both watched it. Very, very good. And that's not a cheap DVD either. That's worth some bucks, right?
It is. It absolutely is. And to me, it's worth a little bit more than just, you know, oh, wow, you're watching a $175 DVD. There's so much in it that is inspirational, where you're going to look at what he's doing and take that and apply it to what you're already doing, which more than likely is correct because you've been following us and picking up on a lot of the different tidbits that we've been helping you guys out with. And you're just going to expand your talent and your craft that much more. And I'm sure that you're going to see the DVD and have a lot of new ideas like, oh, my gosh, I want to try this. I want to do this. I want to do this. It's really cool. You guys are going to dig it.
Yeah, so I'm very excited about that one. And from our good friend Mike Wong over at On One Software, we have a copy of Focal Point 1.0. This is a $160 value Photoshop plugin that in software, as a software plugin for Photoshop, you can do a lot of the effects that you can do with a Lens Baby specialty lens or with even a Tilt Shift lens. Very cool. I've done a review of it on Camera Dojo. I'm a big fan of that product, so I'm very excited about that particular item. Now, of course, we have Camera Dojo presets. They've been really popular this year. We have wedding tools, we have the power tools, and the new monochrome tools. But we also have one that packages those all three of those up into one. It's a $59 value. And we're giving away a couple of those, right, David?
I think it's a total of 5 If you're in Southern California, it's cinco. If you're in the rest of the country, it's five. That would be five fingers on your hand. Five.
So five copies of the Dojo Lightroom preset pack. So that is cool. If you're into Lightroom, you're really going to dig those. From RStrap, we have some RC2s. That's the one that I use and David use. And we have four of those, right?
Yes, we have four R straps from Black Rapid. They're cool. They're really, really cool. And they work comfortably, which is one of the things that I love about that particular strap, because it's not for every situation, but when you know you're going to get out there and you're going to be aggro, you may be involved in the police department, you may be shooting sports, you may be doing this, that, and the other thing. And if it's a little more aggro, that particular strap rules. It
I
is
love it.
totally.
I absolutely love my R strap. From Westcott, we have a 30-inch 6-in-1 reflector. So if you need to bounce some light, you need to move some light around, bounce some light from the sun into the shade or something, this is an awesome reflector, and it's 6-in-1. So it's got silver, white, black,
Gold and
gold, and
translucent.
translucent,
Yep, I have
and
that same one.
that's five. What's the number
Five?
six?
Oh
It's called a
no. I might look for
6-in-1.
five. I don't know what the other color is. I only have a five. Yeah, because I've got black, silver, gold, white, and then the scrim itself.
Yeah, I
I
don't
don't
know. I haven't opened it. So
know. We just got
I
it.
know what a 5-in-1 is. I'm not sure what the 6-in-1 is, but it's
Yeah,
called a
don't know.
6-in-1.
Interesting.
Awesome. From Sammy's Camera, we have a DSLR camera cleaning kit. This has a brush, it's got a rocket blower, and I think a microfiber cloth and
Yes.
some lens fluid. So it's really good for keeping your lenses clean. Kind of nice, and the blower can be used to clean off your sensor. But it's a nice little product. One of my favorites that we're giving away, because I love this particular product and I use it every time I do a wedding. Not for everything, of course, but I always pull it out for something. I'm really big fan of using it for the ring shots. Is a Lens Baby Composer. Very excited to be giving this away.
Those things are seriously dope. I've been using a Lens Baby since like version 1.0, and yeah, very, 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 very cool. I like them.
Yeah, you picked up a composer at WPPI, right?
Yes, yeah, I
Yeah.
picked up my Composer at WPPI. I've been tinkering around with it. It's absolutely different than the very first one, because the first one was full manual control, where this one you dial in a little bit more. And I find, as I'm getting used to it, using it here in the office, that using a tripod with it, I'm liking my work a little bit better, instead of having the natural human movement of hand holding the camera. That tends to kind of tweak it a little bit. I haven't perfected it and got it all down, but it is seriously cool. I
Yeah,
want to do the next one. Me.
go.
Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, this one is so cool. Ah, crack my knuckles. Oh yeah, here we go. Pictage has stepped up to the plate. This is way cool because, Carrie, both you and I, we both know we love Pictage. They have taken care of me for numerous years, and they've stepped up. They're offering a gift certificate for, what was it, $225 that will provide, is it 225?
I
I think
believe
so.
it's something like that. It's
Yeah,
in that
I believe it's
general.
like 25, and it is covering the cost for Pictage Lite for a full year subscription of Pictage Lite. Or if you are already a Pictage member, then you can take that gift certificate and apply it towards your current Pictage Pro account, which will give you just over 2 months worth of free service with
It's
Pictage.
about 2.5 months of
Yeah,
Pictage Pro,
it's
and
way cool.
so or if you just want to get Pictage Pro right from the beginning, you can use it for that and get that applied to your account. So that was very cool. It wasn't just for Pictage Lite. You can just apply that to your account if you're already using Pictage, or if you don't have a provider yet for your photo prints, start with Pictage Lite and you'll have it paid for the whole year. Kind of hard to go wrong with that.
Cha.
You want to go ahead and do the next one too?
Oh no, you do the next one because I know which one I want to do next.
Okay. So we also have a copy of Dane Sanders' Fast Track Photographer audiobook. So this is great when you're driving around or just kicking back or whatever you're doing to get some inspiration and go through the Fast Track Photographer process and really learn, who you are and what type of photographer that you are, and then figure out how you can go about marketing that and specializing in that particular type of field. Now, it's not necessarily going to say, well, you should take pictures of butterflies. It's not like that. It's a little more complicated than that in terms of, are you a hybrid? Or are you a freelancer? Or are you a signature photographer? But that's really what it helps you define and move forward in your career. It's not a photography book, but it's a photographer book. And that's what's really important about it.
It's interesting. It's a photographer book for life, for business, for pretty much anything, because it's applicable to any business pattern that you want to go through, because it's very much a self-discovery process.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's kind of like if you are familiar with Fast Track Photographer, it's an audio version of Beth. I've got the next one. All right. If you have been following my little tweets for the past week, you will have seen a retweet or a shout out from Lauren Hillary, who was sitting next to me when we went to go to the Los Angeles Pictage Pug and watching Joe Buzink, listen to him speak. And I happened to flash her a little something that she and my good friend Sarah France made, who is down in Mexico shooting a wedding right now, the Gobi bag card holster. This is for men. It holds 8 CF cards or 8 other cards, but comfortably holds 8 CF cards with safety closures. It's got a business card holder. It's got a little secret compartment where you can put, like, you know, tickets to the concert, or if you want to hide your extra money or the tips that you made on the wedding or your project that you're shooting. It can attach to your belt or a belt loop. It's got magnetic closures. And I can tell you, I've had mine for over a year, and the leather is way soft right now. It already comes off soft, brand new. By the time it's broken in, it's like wearing something from Versace. It's just really supple, and I love it. And I think that the person that would win this particular product is going to really enjoy it as much as I do.
Absolutely. Those Gobi bags are not just fashionable, but functional.
Ooh, oh, they should use gosh. That. They should use that. You're going to have to sell it to them.
Yeah, they can buy that from me. That's good.
You could give it to them in trade for one for you.
Ooh, I like that too.
Yeah, Lauren, Sarah, check it out.
Yeah, kick it down, girlfriend.
Okay, this next one is from your excellently, totally cool good friend, and I will not say anything, but I will let you introduce this next product gift.
You'll let me. Well, thank you. I appreciate you stepping aside and letting me throw this one out there.
Blessing you. You are blessed, my son, my child.
Well, this is really cool because I've been following Candace Cunningham for a while and watching her develop this camera strap system that is designed for two cameras, which is very, very cool. It was the first dual camera strap that I had ever seen, and very comfortable to wear, very handy. Or you can have a camera on one side and a big lens on the other, and keep stuff very handy. She announced it out at WPPI. It was a big hit with a lot of people, and Candace with her camera slingers has stepped up with four of the deluxe camera slinger straps. So that was very, very cool. I mean, these are like $140 a piece. So this was a nice donation from Candace. I really appreciate it. Thank you, girlfriend. Very cool to give away. Anyone who gets this is going to be very, very happy with these camera straps.
Absolutely. They're super cool. And she was one of the very first people that jumped on board when we started talking and getting feedback and just like, hey, we're celebrating our year anniversary. And she's like, what? Really? Oh my gosh. Can I give you something? Oh my gosh. I mean, she just, boom. She was super behind us, and she's a huge fan and a supporter of what we're doing here. In fact, we did have a conversation with Candace as well.
A little while ago. Yep.
Yeah, not too long ago. We had some good outtakes with hers too, You didn't hear it from me.
And you didn't hear him on the show either.
Nope. But you did have a couple though.
Now, we've already mentioned Mark Fuller with his WordPress template that, we talked to him in the show, and I already told you about the Camera Dojo discount code. Well, Mark is giving away a free installed version. This is fully installed. All you have to have is a WordPress website up and running, and he will go and install his copy of the brand new Cortez 2 website, which is better and more owner friendly than the original one, which I actually use on carrygarrison.com. So I'm a big fan of that particular theme. It works really well for what I do. And he will log into your site, set it all up, get everything dialed in properly, and show you how to use it. And that is a huge value. So if you're trying to get your website started and get a big jump start on having a professional website done, this is an awesome gift that anybody should take advantage of. So I'm very, very excited about that. So, David, let me throw it back at you.
Oh, thanks. And nice plug for the CarryGarrison.com website. Yeah. You just like slipped it right in there.
I did. That was good, huh?
That was smooth. That was really smooth. You know, another product that we have to give away, and I'm a huge fan and user of it. And you may have seen the particular gal that invented the product popping around Orange County or in other parts of the country, Jessica Clare. Fantastic photographer. She's recently been named one of the top 10 photographers. Amazing. For wedding, I should clear that up. Top 10 wedding photographers. And she has offered and extended to us, to you guys, the listeners, a shoot sack bag and cover. And it's my understanding that you get to choose the cover that you would prefer. And it comes with a shoot sack, obviously, attached to the cover. Super, super cool product. In fact, you may have seen me wearing them either on the Camera Dojo website or perhaps just popping around on the EsquirePhotography.com website or maybe even on the blog as well. But they're very cool, fashionable, comfortable. I even, when we were at WPPI, I picked up the hip slip, and that arrived recently. So now I've got the shoot sack for my glass and the hip slip for my camera, pretty much ready to rock and roll in any way, shape, or form.
Very nice. Now,
very nice.
One line of products that both David and I use, and we have been huge fans of, we mention them every chance we can get, is Think Tank Photo. And David uses a whole series of their products, and I use a series of their products. And, you know, I have enough stuff. Yep. I switch out depending on the situation that I have. Very, very cool stuff. And from Think Tank Photo, we have one of their new Streetwalker backpacks, which are very cool to stick your stuff in and walk around town or go on trips with or hiking with. And they're really neat. I'm a big fan. I have the one before that, the Shapeshifter bag, which I'm a huge fan of. But the Streetwalker backpack is also a very, very cool bag.
It is. And I was just chatting with my good friend Michelle Zuniga down in San Diego earlier today, and she had mentioned that she was thinking about getting some Think Tank Photo products coming up for her trip to Cabo to shoot a wedding. And I told her that that's pretty much the only product that I will use to travel with my gear. I just did the wedding back in Virginia a week ago. Of course, my airport security roller was the bag that I had used when I went to London last year. I used the, what was it, the airport?
Airport International.
Airport security backpack. Yes. And that thing rocked. It was awesome. In fact, that with my notebook and security didn't even budge. They were like, all right, thanks. You know, next. That was really great. And I felt comfortable knowing that all of my gear was very secure, very much not even going to be jacked around with things like that. So whoever wins this particular backpack is going to really enjoy it and being able to take it out and go for like a bike ride or a hike or something with their gear.
Absolutely. Very cool stuff. Now, why don't you go ahead and talk about the next one as well?
Oh, yes. This one's going to be one of the big ones. And if you are either on the East Coast or if you are somewhere that this person, this dynamic individual, popular, hip, happening, super savvy and getting her sassy Sex in the City swagger on anywhere, say that 10 times fast, in cahoots with her new guy, Mark, she is doing, are you ready for this, you guys? A Spend the Day with Scarlett Lillian, and we're not talking about 25% off, 50% off. We're talking about free. So if you are near Scarlett's hometown out in Florida, or if you happen to be at a city that she is going to, like when we were all in Vegas for WPPI, she did a huge workshop there that we were a part of. If you are the recipient of this, you will be very happy to be able to get your really awesome, creative, glam shooting style on. You're going to get the creative juices going with her, and she will walk you through so much about shooting angles, portraiture, different natural light shooting, throwing in a little bit of fill flash. It's cool. So Scarlett Lillian has stepped up to the plate, offered a full spend the day with Scarlett Lillian. It's a $1,500 value, totally free. Whoever is going to be the lucky winner for that particular drawing, congratulations already in advance. You're going to have a blast. And she is a super cool gal. So you will not only learn so much about your shooting, but you're going to have a great time with her as well. Carrie, I think we need to step it up.
Here we go. Here we go.
Who did we mention?
Yeah. Well, that was that last one was, you know, the spend a day with Scarlett is very cool. It can really help you, you know, look at things differently, have another perspective on shooting style, processing style. It can really help, you know, your photography move to a new level. But our grand prize.
The grand prize.
Our biggie.
The huge one.
The one that I want for myself.
Because I'm so totally tampering with this contest, bro.
if there was one thing in here that David and I would take for ourselves, it's this
fighting
one.
For. And I would hire somebody to beat you up.
We'll arm wrestle for it.
Oh, I'll thumb wrestle you.
That's how excited we are about this one. And let's take a step back.
Because there's more to it.
There is more to this, but
yeah.
We already mentioned this a little earlier when we were talking about the conversation that we had with Vu and how important it is to promote yourself properly, to market yourself properly. And their approach, the Bowie Brothers approach to taking some video of you working, of you talking, of, you know, you communicating and putting that together as a marketing piece. And this can be a very, very powerful message on your website when someone sees you there talking to them and then seeing you work and interacting and really getting that personal feel for how you work. The Bowie Brothers do have a series of workshops that they do that discuss this, and you can learn how to create these yourself. But if you really want this done well, if you really want an expert to come out and show you, not just show you, but do it for you, create a promotional video for your photography business, the Bowie Brothers are offering a free promotional video for you. This again is a $1,500 value. Now, if you're here in Southern California, you can just hook up with them. If you're going to be at any of the cities where they're doing workshops this year, you can do it there, or you can find another way of hooking up with them. But they will film you, they will edit it, and they will deliver to you a promotional video that will take your website to a whole other realm when it comes to marketing by showing your customers who you are. I can't think of anything that's more important in this time and day when people are really looking to connect with the photographer and make it not so much about the price, it's not so much about the product. You need to sell yourself and become that difference between you and other people. This is one of the most easy ways to do it by having a free promotional video done. This is just a remarkable product, I think.
I am sitting here at the computer right now. I'm rigging the drawing. It's already done. I rigged it. I win. Thank you. Thank you, Vu. Like to thank all the people that made this happen. Thank you for letting me win this particular product. Yeah, Vu, Lon, thank you so much. This is not just something that somebody can win and it's a product. And this is really something, like Carrie was saying, that's going to help one of our listeners just take their particular marketing collateral to the next level, help build upon their brand awareness. And thank you. I I'm literally beside myself when we were talking about all this earlier this week. I was just kind of like, "You what? Really? You're kidding." And so thank you, Infinity, thank you, Vu, Lon, the Bui Brothers. You guys rock. This is
Now
really cool.
we're gonna follow that. So whoever wins this, understand
Thank
there's gonna be a catch to this, and that we're going to follow along with the production of this and what happens with it, and promote, show your website kind of before and after, and talk about the process of it so that other people can learn from the process that you go through with the Bui Brothers. I think that's gonna be very, very key to letting other people in on how that whole process works.
It's going to be interesting. You know what I think would be really cool? If we could be there and we could videotape the Bui Brothers.
Taping someone else. Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
It just depends on if it works out. But we do want to follow along and, watch the process and stay in touch with the winner of this so we can see exactly what they come up with and then show it to everybody so they can see what a really good professional promotional video really looks like.
And it will look sick. If you've seen any of Vu and Lon's work on their Bui Brothers website, if you've seen any of the Ask Dane pieces, it's awesome. They've done a lot of different promotional pieces that are out there, and they are willing to sit down with you and explore your vision, kind of give you the yes or the no on if you want to do something, and it's totally spot on. They're going to say, yeah, if you want to do something and you're way off your rocker, they're going to say, no, let me help you fix it, your idea and tune it in and make it something to where it's a lot more palpable for the market. It's going to be awesome. I'm jealous. I'm way jealous. But you know what? It's a beverage break. I need to have a cool beverage break. Hold on just a second. Let me
Well,
grab a bottle.
that's it. We've given away $6,000 worth of stuff, and
6,001.
6,001, not counting tax or shipping, which is makes it like 12,000 or something. But really, we want to say thank you to our listeners. We wouldn't do this show without you. There is no show without the listeners, and so we wanted to take this time to reflect back and then try and give some stuff away that really is going to help people across the board. And there isn't anything in here that we're giving away that doesn't help you in some way. And that's what was really important to us. I mean, we could give away a McDonald's gift certificate or a Target gift certificate. Who cares? It's money or something, but it doesn't really help you. And all of these products are going to help you. And that's what we think was really important. And the fact that these are people who have been supporting Camera Dojo from the very beginning, and they've been there for us, and they've helped us out in different ways and supported us. And they want to say thank you as well for supporting them over the year. So thank you to our listeners. Thank you to all these manufacturers who have stepped up to offer these prizes to everybody. And I think one more time, we need to tell people how to enter the contest.
Okay, you know what? I've got notes here. How
Then why
about
don't you
that?
take it? I did it the first time.
All right. Okay, what you need to do is you need to send an email to contest@cameradojo.com. That's contest@cameradojo.com. In the subject line, you need to state Listener Appreciation Contest. And in the body of the email, you need to include your name, first and last preferably, so we know who we're talking about and who we're talking to, your city and your state, or country for that matter, because several people do happen to live around the world, and an email that we can reach you at. And then you need to answer the following questions. The first question is, what photographer networking site did Robert Evans start? The second question is, what is the name of David Zeiser's seminar that he is currently doing right now around the country? Both Carrie and I were there. And the really coup de grace, the main one. And if you even aren't a listener of the podcast, you probably know the answer. What kind of an animal? What is the animal that Roberto Valenzuela shoot the arse of, otherwise known as the butt, the booty, the onion, the pear? whatever you want to call it, what kind of an animal did Roberto Valenzuela shoot the butt of? Those are the questions that you would need to answer in your email. And please remember to send them to contest@cameradojo.com.
You only have a limited amount of time to get these entries in and qualify for the contest. This podcast is going live on June 3rd. You will have 12 days, meaning you have to have your entries in by midnight, June 15th, 2009, Pacific Standard Time, in order to qualify. So midnight, June 15th, make sure you have your entries in for this contest so that you can be entered to win one of these fabulous prizes. We will be pulling the names on Tuesday and recording the podcast to announce the show winners that will air on the 17th. So June 15th, deadline. Don't forget it. You know how to enter. You know what questions you have to answer. And we're going to give away a lot of stuff.
$6,001 worth of stuff.
Absolutely. So, David, thank you for being a part of this.
Carrie, no, man. Thank you, man. Thanks. Thanks to you, man. It's all about you, dude. You're a rock star. You know it.
We try.
I think this podcast went long.
It did. But, yeah. You know, thank you, David, for being a part of this show. I think you've only missed three of them or four of them in the past year. And we try and make sure that we do it together all the time because I don't like podcasts with only one person. I think they're boring. But there's been some interviews or conversations or things with other people that David wasn't able to make it on. But 99%, I don't know, maybe, I guess it'd be like, not 99% of the time.
Probably
we haven't done 100 shows.
96%,
80-ish, 5%, something like that. I do the math. I don't know. I'm not a math whiz. But almost every single episode David has been on, and he is committing to be on 140% of next year's shows.
Sure. No problem.
So I don't know what that number is, but it's pretty high. I think you're going to be on 59 of the next 52 shows.
Yeah. You know what? And along with that, I really want to do my best to partake in a little more of the forums. It's always challenging,
and
as everybody knows.
And the forums are really heating up right now.
They're lit up.
New messages every single day. The forums are really taking off. The meetups are starting to happen. People are doing all kinds of stuff. I've got many workshops going on here in Southern California. So get into the forums and participate and find people in your area. Yeah, very, very cool to hook up and shoot with some other people. Let's go ahead and wrap it up. David, yep. Hit us with your 411.
Sure, no problem. My name is David Esquire. I'm about 6 foot two, 198 pounds on a
TMI.
Good day.
TMI. TMI.
No. This is Sir David Esquire signing off after the first 52 episodes. You can find me at esquirephotography.com. You can follow my insane ramblings on twitter.com/esquirephoto. I'm also on Facebook. And just one more quick thank you guys, for just being a big part of this particular program, the feedback that you've given us, the questions that you keep throwing our way, because it's exercising our knowledge as well of the craft and the industry. And also, thank you so much for all of the reviews, the comments that you've shared with us online and on iTunes. That really helps us build the credibility and the quality and the integrity of the show, especially with Apple, because they do look at that particular bit for us. So thank you so much. And Carrie, where can we find you at?
You can always find me on CameraDojo.com in the forums. You can follow the show on Twitter at twitter.com/CameraDojo. I also post links to other industry-related things throughout the week. So you can follow Camera Dojo to find out not just stuff happening on Camera Dojo, but in other industry-related stuff and other sites that's going on. You can follow me personally, if you are so inclined, at CarrieGarrison.com or twitter.com/CarrieGarrison. All of that and our Facebook links are all in the show notes. So check us out, follow us, friend us, chat us, message us. We love to hear from you. We love to hear your ideas for shows. A lot of the shows we've done and some of the guests have been because of the people who listen to the show and have recommended subjects and the letters from listeners. So always send letters in. And as soon as we get a handful of them, we do a letters from listeners show. Like I said, it's about you guys. It's about the listeners. If it wasn't for you, we'd have no show. So one last time, thank you so much, David. Thank you. And everyone out there, we'll catch you next week.